B-Pod Studios.
So it's Tuesday, right?
Tuesdays are my favorite days.
That means Wednesday's coming.
Excuse me. I must get up now.
Why now? After all this time.
After all this time, why now?
Some of us have jobs to get to.
What you do for a job is not really a great way to make a living, you know?
Well, aren't we, Mr. The Glass is Half Empty?
Somebody's got to do it, huh?
Well, we might as well get this over with.
Yep, let's go.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:41. Good to be back.
Yes, we're glad to have you back.
Glad to hear you say that. I was waiting. I was a little pregnant pause,
keep you on your toes.
From LBF. just back from California, where my daughter lives.
Yeah.
My middle girl, Taylor. So we went out, spent the weekend there, buy her stuff.
Yeah.
You take her places.
That like moths coming out of your wallet now?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I had to save for this weekend.
I bet.
So we had a lot of fun. So we were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, we took a drive to Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Let's just go up the coast.
Yes.
All right, just for the sights. And at about 10:30 maybe, she says from the back seat, "Oh, my God, Kobe Bryant is dead."
Yeah.
And we said, no, that's just
that's what I thought
ridiculous.
Too.
And so read what you have, and she read, and then it sounded legit. Then we started Googling other sites, and so there it was. We had just driven by Calabasas.
Yep.
At that point, so it was extremely foggy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it was incredible, and it was so foggy you really couldn't see much of the coast. And like I think we talked about before,
yeah,
it would be beautiful if you could see it, right?
Right.
Ends up clearing about an hour later, and then it becomes this incredibly beautiful day out there. We had a wonderful time in Santa Barbara, but everybody, there was a pall over the whole town.
Yeah, you were really at
everybody was
zero.
Coming out with their Lakers jerseys or their, if they have it, go Kobe jerseys. So you know what I likened it to? See if this works. It would be akin to if we lost Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Exactly
what I was
thinking.
Yeah.
Six champions. Chips, right? 41, 42, legend. That's what it would be like for us, to put it in perspective for them. So yesterday, listening to LA radio, all the morning shows, there was no music. It was all just people calling in. And, you know, one woman called and said that she was at a McDonald's in Orange County, Newport, which is south of LA.
Yep.
And he came in that morning getting McDonald's for the entourage. For everybody.
Yeah.
So, and he said he was very courteous, very nice. She said she made eye contact with him. He gave her a smile and a nod.
So, wow. I guess putting it that way.
Right? Yeah.
It makes me understand. I understand.
Wouldn't you think it'd be that way? Like the equivalent.
Yeah, stunning when somebody famous like that dies. It's stunning because it just brings right to the center how fragile everything is. Because when somebody like this person who's like, you know, an athlete, top of his game, defies gravity.
Yeah.
I mean, and this happens. It just...
Well, last week, I was looking at Twitter and I showed Brian. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
It was Kobe coaching his daughter, Gianna.
Yes.
They were watching maybe a Lakers game and he was giving her pointers and she was like, "Ah, Dad, yeah, I know."
Yeah. That's what you do to your
dad. That's what daughters do.
That's what you do.
Anyway, so we were there. It was just a very, you know, strange time. I'll never forget it. You always know where you are when things happen.
Right.
So I remember literally driving by the coast. So sorry I missed yesterday, but the 3-hour delay, I would have called.
Right.
But, you know, didn't get that opportunity. I was sleeping.
Yes.
And you didn't call me.
So we didn't.
Good. Nah.
So it was all good?
It was all,
right.
A sad day.
We were very busy just trying to, you know, not go off the rails.
Okay.
Sad day.
It was sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're back and I'm back anyway. You're here.
Yes, you're back.
Did I miss anything here?
No.
Good.
Our boss quit,
but other than that.
That happened.
I got that memo.
Let's see.
Bye, Morgan. See if she's listening. Yeah. That's it. All right.
We have to find out a little bit. When Dirty Laundry will talk about some of the famous places you visited that I'm very jealous of. You texted me a picture from a restaurant that I've always wanted to go to you hate.
It's all yours. That's
okay,
all I'm
going to
say. I'll just say this. No, sir. Okay?
Oh,
no,
good one.
No, sir. That'll make sense in a few. Okay.
80s, and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Well, this is the final days, right?
Of what?
Of the 80s artist of the day.
Oh, I'm like, January?
Yeah, you know, yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. The longest month.
It's January 112 today.
Does it seem like about 2 months ago you watched the ball drop?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. It's a very strange month.
It really is.
I mean, but the thing is that you want time to go by slowly sometimes.
See, that's where
Except
I am
Except if
torn.
You're on a treadmill, in which case you want to go faster. But you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Don't wish away time. Don't. You only have so many Januaries.
I know.
Like a famous doctor once said, you only have so many heartbeats. So anyway.
That's so depressing.
You never heard that?
No.
Somebody asked a famous Chinese doctor whether or not he should run and work out hard. The doctor said, no, you only have so many heartbeats.
I got to find that doctor.
Don't waste your heartbeats. He died. Walking very slowly. All right.
Oh, my.
Anyway, Bon Jovi, what I was getting at, is your 80s artist of the day. So listen for Bon Jovi just after 8 o'clock because it's the final days. Get it?
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. All right, LBF, what do you have that you got to tell us about that's so cool?
Relationship advice from New York City cab drivers. because they know.
Okay.
They know about the human condition.
Well, they have a lot of passengers.
Exactly.
Right? Oh,
so they have advice.
I see where you're going. Love advice.
Yes.
Just in time for Valentine's. All right, Brian Bell.
New place to go drinking this week.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that's cool. So
just
there you go.
Opening.
And I'm going to tell you why, in light of all of the scary flying feelings that people are having because of Kobe Bryant, right? Uh-huh. But I'm going to tell you some really good news about commercial air travel, okay? This report is brought to you by Mucinex DM that relieves wet and dry cough for 12 hours. You could smoke a brisket, eat it, fall into a food coma, wake up and eat again, and Mucinex DM would still be working. How about that?
That's an interesting
There's so much
now,
to
that's the
unpack
best
there. Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the beauty of Mucinex DM.
If you're mucousy and love barbecue.
Yes. By 12 hours, it relieves wet and dry cough for 12 smoky hours. That's the best script I've ever read.
Yeah.
You know what's good about it? I did a total, Anchorman, Burgundy, Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
Just hand me the script. I'll read it.
Yeah, I get in trouble.
Scary, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, what do you got? Let's hear about those cab drivers.
Okay, so, cab drivers, they pick up passengers and probably listen to a lot of conversations as a very funny scene in Sex and the City that you should Google. But anyway.
Oh, yeah?
A writer started asking every cab driver about their best piece of relationship advice and some of the wise words that they had to share. Okay, so one of the guys said, find an equal in your relationship. It's always best to be with someone who is as like-minded and ambitious as you are. That's true.
All right.
If Dave liked to run and exercise, okay.
No.
It wouldn't have lasted. Never lie or hide the truth. Even if somebody looks bad in an outfit, you have to be honest.
Really?
I love this one. Okay. Always think about what's best for the other person. This cab driver said, if you're always thinking, how can I make the other person happy? The other person wants to do the same for you. When I'm making plans, I think about what my wife would want to do. I always try to think, not think about myself, but her, and then she does the same thing. That's a nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
Never date your clients, and it's not about money. This is very sweet. I love this. My wife and I have been married for 46 years. We still don't have a lot of money, but we always find a way to have fun together. One of our first dates was at Coney Island. We only had enough money for a hot dog. We split it. It was the best hot dog I ever had.
Oh, it's from a cab driver?
Yeah.
Well, he always has the back seat. You know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
I mean, if you think about it, that was not part of the advice.
But that's what I would offer.
Yeah, of course you would. You'd be like, what? You should get a car with a back seat.
Well, because he's got no money. He said it, not me.
All right, okay.
He'll always have that.
Yucking my yum.
Well, I'm just, offering my own advice.
Your own advice.
All right, what do you got, Brian?
All right, well, if you've ventured through Faneuil Hall in the last 2 years, you've noticed some building going on, and it's finally going to open, the Samuel Adams Brewery and Tap Room at Faneuil Hall. It's right next to the Sam Adams statue that's over there.
Good.
And it's giant glass walls, couple of floors with a roof deck. and it's gigantic. There, it can seat like 400 people in there. Mm-hmm. There's three different bars, and there's actually, it's a brewing facility that'll produce up to 1,100 barrels of beer annually. And what's nice is, you go in, it's all kind of high tech. You order on your devices. You can order food and beer. Mm-hmm. There's kind of communal beer hall style tables in one of the bars. Communal. There's charging stations. People like to talk about the beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all Sam Adams.
You don't have to sit at a table with
everybody. It's all Sam Adams beer.
It's all Sam Adams beer. All right. And they'll be brewing beer that you can only get there.
That's cool.
So kind of experimental stuff. You can go try it.
For somebody who can't drink beer, you're very excited.
I love beer.
Yeah.
I miss trying different beers.
For the record,
but this place looks really
cool. You can't drink the beer.
It's one of the saddest things.
They should have their Angry Orchard over there, hopefully.
Yeah.
But they do have food available.
But for
it looks
the rest
like a
of
cool
us,
place.
Thank you, Brian.
It's a cool place to go hang out and try
some
beers.
When does it open?
It actually opens Thursday.
All right.
To the public.
Look at that.
Cool.
Sounds fun. All right, finally, a new study says there's never been a safer time to fly on a commercial airline. MIT, you've heard of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They found the researchers over there found that between 2008 and 2017, airline passenger fatalities fell significantly compared to the previous decade. So how about that?
I don't like that report.
It's safer.
It's jinxy.
I just flew yesterday. I wouldn't have done the story Friday.
Right?
But
exactly.
Now
all right.
I'm
you're
back.
Now
I'm grounded.
You're fine.
It's all good. It's really quite impressive, and it's important people to bear in mind that right now you're more safer than you would have been 10, 20, 40 years ago. So it's the best time.
It just feels terrible.
You just don't like it, right?
It's less fun.
It's less fun.
No, it's not. They didn't say it was fun. No.
Nope.
That's safe.
Packed in like
you're
a sardine.
Safe.
But just safe.
A safe sardine.
Box him all safe. Right.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Yesterday I was flying back from California. Mm-hmm. So good to be back.
Yeah, it's weird over there. It's beautiful, but it's a different world.
It's a different world. We had a great time. And then Sunday, when we got the news that Kobe, was killed, it just kind of put a pall over everything. Everybody was, just shocked. And then immediately, people were wearing their Kobe jerseys and anything Laker-oriented.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, it'd be like if we lost Tom Brady. It was that impactful to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But before that, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Saturday, we went to that restaurant that you always wanted to go.
I was so
one of your
excited
housewives.
For you. I got the text of your lovely wife and daughter at
Sir
from Vanderpump Rules.
S-U-R.
And I'm like,
Sir.
Oh, my God. First of all, the two of them, I mean, just saying, they look like they belong there. They're very, very attractive.
Oh.
I was like, highly attractive mother and daughter.
They are.
And so.
I'll tell you a funny story, but I'll let this go first. Sir, S-U-R, is the name of the place. Yeah. And all I can say is, no, sir. Bye-bye.
So
I was treated so rudely at
really?
The bar. Really? Because I'm common, okay?
You are a common
man. I'm common.
Out there.
Yeah. I didn't have that L.A.
In the
juice.
Woo, you're a star.
Yeah, yes. In the woo, people,
Yeah, they stop and say, you first.
Did you ask for a selfie or anything with them, Bob? Or?
No, I go to the bar, and there's this attractive, plastic-looking woman. Very plastic. I'm sorry. I can say that.
You can.
She was
you know what? You
and,
can.
And
you
she's
can.
All the way in California.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't mind, because I know the I know,
you know
who
what
works
I'm saying.
There. Yeah.
I step up to order a round for the four of us, and she's looking at me like, yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, exactly.
What? Like, I'm not worthy of the drinks. Jeez,
meanwhile,
man. Yeah, so no, sir.
More money in your pocket than she has in her bank account,
that's
100%.
The thing, right?
You know what I mean?
So I sit down. We had to take a table.
Yeah.
And the chairs, I'm not kidding, were what you probably had for Lucy when she used to color in her room.
Oh, yeah, those little ones.
Yeah, they want you to sit down there.
You know what? That's like an emotional warfare right there, because they usually have those chairs in schools when you're having a meeting with the teacher about kids being bad, and you're like in the little chair. They're doing. They took
power move.
Yeah, some power move from kindergarten teachers and decided to make you feel less
than.
That's
how you felt at this place.
Oh,
so we took a picture going in. We're at one and done.
How much were the drinks? Bye.
They're actually, it wasn't bad. We got beers.
Oh,
so
okay.
For the four of us, it was $100. But, you know, other than that, no, it was something in the 30s.
Oh,
I don't know.
God,
just, you can have it, LBF. It
okay.
It's all yours.
Well, you did it for me. I don't feel like I need to go anymore.
Maybe I'll put a picture on our Facebook page of my wife and daughter at
very cool.
At No Sir. Anyway.
I mean, don't you think it's now just become that reality star tourist trap?
It's almost, you know what it's like? It's like the Friends pop-up. Yeah. And Fenway, because it's like not real. You just go
it's
to take
real.
Pictures and then
you buy
expensive things and leave.
You know what my wife found super attractive was my parallel parking.
Yeah.
I was smooth in, out, boom. And she goes, if this was our first date, you'd have another.
Too bad the bartender didn't see it.
No, she didn't. All right. She would have been impressed.
Ooh, let me get that guy a beer.
Watch him.
Woo.
All right, fine.
It's on me.
Pop. There goes the ego. Pop. Okay, what do you got?
Hey, what Martha Stewart meal does Snoop Dogg love to eat when he's high, which is always? I'll let
you
know.
Does he remember is what I want to know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Oh, yeah. 646, Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Brigham Health.
Okay, what you should be streaming this week? A pact that Kobe Bryant had with his wife that I want to talk about very briefly. But first, you know, one of the best shows on television is VH1's Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart's Potluck Party Challenge.
Potluck.
Because it is an unlikely pair,
those
two, but they really have good chemistry. Speaking of chemistry, here's what Snoop Dogg likes to eat when he's high, and it's Martha's recipe. Here's what he was talking about on the show the other night.
Oh, boy.
I like that ham you made with the glaze.
Yeah, sugar glaze.
Like, I took it home and ate it like 4 days after, too, with some of that. Yeah. That
sugar, brown sugar and cognac.
Yes, that old ham that you can, you know, use 5 days later with a piece of bread and it tastes brand new. But she's a great waitress, I'll say. Is that waitress, because she knows how to serve a drink. And I'm not a drinker, right? But whenever I'm in the presence of Martha, I just somehow, some way, get a glass of vodka or some sort of drink prepared for me.
It.
And
he
I really do.
It, yeah.
Look at the two of them.
That is
making
funny.
Ham and making drinks.
But isn't he out pushing the Dunkin's meatless?
Yeah, but he can do
sandwich?
That, too. Meatless?
Sure.
Is it meatless?
Yeah. I think it is.
Yeah.
Well, but it's so good.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's a honeydew stick, right? Isn't it? Like a honey dip stick? And cut in half, and then the meatless situation.
Is that what it is?
I thought it was. It was.
I thought it was
just honey dip cut in half.
Yeah.
Wow. It was a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah. It's that's, like got everything salty and sweet.
That's after, you know.
Speaking of salty and sweet, I'm going to tell you what to watch. But first, Kobe Bryant wouldn't fly with his wife. That was a pact that they had. He and his wife, Vanessa, said that they would not take that helicopter together.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things. And I know a lot of couples who do that.
We were on a plane yesterday. Trust me, we thought about that.
Yeah. But, like, you know, your kids are grown, and like, well, I think some couples don't fly together for
especially
that very
reason.
Especially
when they're young, right?
Yeah. Yes, right. Exactly.
So you and Dave shouldn't fly together.
No, we usually take Lucy.
You should go first. Hey, meet me there.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, you go first.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good idea.
I'm just trying to help you.
I think we thought of it, but then it got expensive.
Yeah, it does. Sorry.
I was like, all right, let's just take our chances. Yeah, anyway, that's a really sad chances. Story.
Well, I just earlier said flying commercially is safer safest. Than ever.
Yep, that's true.
You're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time in front of the television this weekend because that's what I do. And I want to recommend a couple of things that you should watch that's streaming right now. Okay. First, what you shouldn't watch is Goop. Goop Lab.
I just started
it.
Brian, write that down.
Yeah.
We're not going to watch
that. Take that off my list.
Take that off.
Yep. If you want to be so annoyed.
Yeah. Watch
if you're
Goop.
In a bad mood and you want to get in a worse
mood.
You
don't like her. Why were you watching her?
Well, because I'm fascinated by the way that she thinks and what she's done with her career, going from an actress to this, you know, Oprah-esque person.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't. So I have to take it in little bites because I just, 5 minutes in and I was in such a good mood from watching Salty and Sweet, Fortune Feimster's comedy on Netflix. She's a comedian.
Okay.
Hilarious. The best hour you will spend in front of the television
this week.
Fortune Feimster. She used to be on Chelsea Lately.
Okay, I remember.
So,
I do.
Yeah, she's like a kind of cute little curly blonde girl and woman.
Huh.
So,
funny.
And then finally, I just started this and people have been talking about it for a week. Have you watched Cheer on Netflix yet?
Mm-mm.
It's about cheerleading, the competitive world of cheerleading.
No, I missed
that
one too.
Bananas.
Did you catch that one, Brian?
It was on my list just because my little girl is into
cheerleading. Oh, you got to watch it.
Really?
First of all, it is the most dangerous sport out
there.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so what these girls do to compete competitively will just knock your socks off.
Cheer.
Yep.
Right? There you go.
Good stuff. So there you go. That's I watch TV.
Oh, you know what?
For you.
Well, listen. I watch it so you don't have to. Listen. Speaking of flying, Brad Pitt's Ad Astra, that movie.
Yeah.
Avoid at all costs.
Really?
It was one of those movies where you're waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen, and it doesn't. It is so bad.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Stuck on a plane watching Ad Astra.
Yeah, that's where how
worse
I
than
felt
being
too.
Stuck in my house watching Goop.
No, you know, I don't know. It's a tie. But please, avoid Ad Astra. If someone even invites you over or says it's free, run. Okay.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety. And it's Tuesday, so on Tuesdays, we do True Confession Tuesday.
Yeah.
So there I was out in California, and one of the places my wife wanted to go to was a restaurant called Sur in West Hollywood, S-U-R. Now, give me some background, LBF. Isn't that one of the shows, Bravo shows?
Yes, it's a Bravo show. It's featured in Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Lisa Vanderpump was a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, and she's also in that particular show about her restaurants.
Yes.
And the
so we went in hopes of, well, Carolyn and my daughter went in hopes of some celebrity run-ins. All we got were surly bartenders.
Right.
Yeah, so very disappointing.
Sir, putting the sir and surly.
It was like, you know what?
Yeah.
That is funny.
Right? Look at that. Call coming together.
I like it. They should add
they should
an
call
L-Y.
It surly.
Surly, because that's all you get. Schmuck. Anyway.
You're still so mad.
Not happy with the sir.
Listen, I had to drive there. You know, we had to go.
I know.
Had to find parking. Yeah. Although I'm an excellent parallel parker.
Oh, my God. Stop hitting on us all.
I'm telling you, it was my wife was like, man, if this would you get a second date.
Oh.
Anyway, so we go in. It was disappointing. So we thought for True Confession Tuesday, any disappointing celebrity brush that you may have had. So think about that. If you've got one, you can call us 888-410-1057. Brian Bell, what do we have for the best call for True Confession Tuesdays?
A spectacular WROR t-shirt, Bob.
You got to be kidding.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are rare.
Yes. Oh, I know.
It
They're hard to get.
You see one of those, you're just like, no,
yeah, you're not. He's not surly at all.
No.
That's nice. All right. All right. Bad celebrity or sports, anybody you've run into that was a disappointment, 888-410-1057.
Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay,
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. True Confession Tuesday. The best confession today gets a limited, sporty WROR t-shirt. Much coveted t-shirt, I should
say. It's rare. It's a rare find.
It's listen, we'll even put it in the mail for you.
Wow.
It's that precious, okay? All right. So bad celebrity run-ins. I was just in California for the weekend. My wife wanted to go to this restaurant to see if any celebrities would be
Vanderpump Rules, sir.
From Bravo, right?
Yes.
Bravo TV. And, you know, they just look at you like, just what do you want to drink?
Right.
What?
You're not in the demo.
No, I wasn't in the demo at
Sorry.
All. So it was a disappointment. Anyway, do you ever have a celebrity?
I have.
Well, what was your disappointment?
It was a bazillion years ago, and I met Bill Murray in a line at a buffet. Not surprising
perfect.
That I was there.
That's perfect.
It was a very small gathering, and Christopher Reeve was there, actually, before his accident.
Superman.
So that's how old long ago it was. But I thought Bill Murray was going to be fun and funny and interesting, and he was just grumpy and annoyed that I even deigned to talk to
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah.
And you were cute.
Where is the operative word there, Bob?
You're talking
again.
About when it happened.
Well, yeah.
Not
I was.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah,
cute.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
boy.
That just, you know.
Nice job, Bob.
Right?
Why do I even
and
try?
And so. Yeah.
You must have been something.
He's the second most disappointing celebrity I've ever met. Guess who's number one?
I'm going to go to the top of the list.
Wait a minute. I'm bailing out of this.
Okay.
Look, you've shown me pictures of you probably at that time.
Yes.
And very cute. So he should have talked to you.
Right.
I'm shocked.
Yes. Anyway, put the shovel down.
See this face?
All right.
Shocked. No awe, just shocked.
Anyway. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray was yours. Mm. All right, Brian, you got one?
I do. We had Pauly Shore in here once.
Oh, God.
And couldn't believe what a huge jerk he was.
You couldn't believe that?
Well, I mean, I'm like, yeah, he was,
he had no act.
But no, and he was horrible to one of our interns at the time, who was a lovely young college student.
Mm-hmm. She was pretty at the time.
At the time.
She was pretty at the time.
Okay.
And he was awful. I had to, ask him to leave.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like, you can go now.
Was he hitting on it too hard?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bad.
All right. Pauly Shore. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a
everybody,
call.
Apparently.
Yeah.
All right. We want to hear your disappointing celebrity run-ins. 888-410-1057.
This is Lisa.
It was David Lee Roth.
Oh, no. What happened?
Wow.
Well, I used to think he was the sexiest man alive until I met him backstage at a concert. And he was talking to Apollonia's mother. And he said to her, I brush my hair every day with a firecracker, whether it needs it or not. And it destroyed the image.
Yeah. Was there anything else?
That's enough.
No, that was enough.
Wow.
Oh, that's disappointing.
So that got you over David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, how was Eddie? Was he nice?
I didn't meet him.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Lisa.
David Lee Roth is actually the MC.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. This is Dina.
Yes, it is.
Dina, who was your celebrity brush that was disappointing?
Cliff Robertson.
Cliff Robertson.
Yes. Can you believe if you can believe that?
He played JFK in PT 109. Yeah.
And Charlie. He was in Charlie here in Boston. And
Charlie.
He's wonderful. He's gorgeous. So, I was on a flight from Miami to Boston. I was in first class, and who walks on but Cliff? And I was in my cups. I was so happy. He sat down next to me. He said hello. And I said, he's just as handsome as ever. So I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, I got to have a lead in something to talk to this guy because he was so handsome.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, well, I said, you realize you and I have something in common. And he listened to me and said, we do. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, your wife's name was Dina Merrill, and my name is Dina, and we both spell it D-I-N-A. That's very unusual. And he looked at me and he said, my ex-wife. It was like The Exorcist or something.
No,
it was right in my
Dina's,
face.
I think, at that point.
And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't know what to say. So I said, oh, geez, I'm so sorry for your troubles.
Cliff Robertson.
We never said one word since. No, I just kept throwing him back. I was so mad. Anyway, when he was leaving, he got up and he went right back into my face again. And he said, Dina, it was a pleasure to meet you. And I did. And I looked at him. I said, yeah, I'll bet.
Thanks, Dina. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
I Googled Dina Merrill. And there she is with Cliff Robertson. She was a very, no wonder he was upset.
She was the daughter of E.F. Hutton and Marjorie Post of the Post Serial Fortune.
What?
Yeah. So no wonder she was born on third base, let's just say.
I think she was stealing home. She was there. All right. True Confession Tuesday. So we're just talking about celebrity run-ins that were disappointments for you. Yeah. Maybe it was somebody you admired and then you met them, and it was a letdown.
It's such a bummer, too.
Right?
Yeah, because you just you don't meet them every day. This huge high standard.
You never look at him again.
Nope.
Are you? How do you like Bill Murray now?
I don't like him.
Look at that.
I mean, I love him, and What About Bob? Because nothing can change
that's
that.
That's just a great movie.
But everything else, I'm like, meh.
Yeah, if you met him now, you'd be like, you know, excuse me, out of my way.
Right.
I know you would.
Excuse me. At the buffet. I'll take those mozzarella sticks. Move it.
All right. Who's up? Marty?
Marty is up.
All right, Marty, who is your celebrity disappointment?
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson? Why?
Yeah, I was at a Celtics game. They were playing the Lakers back in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sitting on an end row with his leg out in the aisle and stuff. And I went up and asked him if I could get a picture. And he said, sure, as long as you're sitting on my lap.
I mean, that's Jack Nicholson.
He could have said something way worse. Jack Nicholson. Did you sit on his lap?
Absolutely. I got the picture.
Wow.
I was
young and cute then, too.
Oh. Right? Right? Weren't we all?
All right. ROR, who's this?
This is Heather.
All right, Heather, let's hear it. Who was your celebrity disappointment?
Janet Jackson.
Oh,
really?
Really? What happened?
So I was working at a high-end retailer in South Florida, and we got a notification that she was going to be coming in with her personal assistant to do some shopping. So we had to shut down the store early, have all the customers leave so she could come in. She was there with her assistant until about midnight. And when she left, you know, I said to her, you know, thank you, Ms. Jackson, for shopping. You know, have a lovely evening. And her assistant said to me, she does not like it when people speak directly to her.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's just
and then you're
insane.
Done. You don't even want to hear her music again, right? Done.
Yeah.
I'm that way with Mariah Carey. She lost
me. Oh, yeah, she lost you.
She lost me at Cut My Cheese Again.
Yeah.
Well, I'd have to explain
that, please. Oh, no. Explain
you cut the cheese with Mariah Carey?
We had to give her cheese.
But it had to be tiny.
But it was 1 inch, so she needed to cut it again. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
People are very peculiar when they're living that rarefied world.
Yeah, they really are. Thanks, Heather. All right, ROR, is this Jason?
Yes. How you doing this morning?
Good. All right. Give us your celebrity disappointment.
So my celebrity disappointment is Meg Ryan. Always been a huge Meg Ryan fan. And my wife and I are over on the Vineyard standing at the town. We wake up one morning around 9 o'clock and we're walking over to get a cup of coffee. And it's a little rainy out. And as we're walking across, we see this woman walking towards us. And I say, hey, boy, that looks like Meg Ryan. She's like, you know what? I think it is Meg Ryan. So right as we look up, smile, about to wave and say hello, she shoots into this little art store like we're a couple of mothers about to take her hostage and make her redo When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, so she darted,
really,
huh?
Disappointing.
Just darted away from
and
you.
That,
yeah.
She did. She ran away from us like we were gonna kidnap her. But that night we go out to dinner and I said, hey, does Meg Ryan live here on the island? And the waitress says, yeah, she actually lives over there on Tomas, in the huge house. And I said, yeah, we saw her and she basically ran away from us. And this waitress is like, oh yeah, she's the biggest jerk.
That's depressing.
You can't watch your movies then.
No, I have to. I can't.
No, you
I can't.
Have to.
I can't.
I know that.
Never tell my daughter she loves her.
Oh yeah. All right, Jason. Good call.
Thanks.
Enjoy
the vineyard, Fancy. Humble brag.
See ya. Bye. You picked up on that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the vineyard.
In Edgartown.
Yeah.
La-dee-da.
Deigned not to talk to us.
No, normal people go to
No, he's normal. Yes. He was fine.
Yep.
But I, you know, listen, he'll never look at Meg Ryan movies again.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Goes.
Although, can I... You know, to be fair, everybody has a bad day. Maybe she was breaking up with Dennis Quaid that morning.
Well, that could have been
Okay, like you don't know.
But what was the explanation that the waitress said she's a jerk? Just, you know what I mean?
Maybe she was spending the summer there breaking up with Dennis Quaid. Yeah. Maybe the waitress slept with Dennis Quaid, because you know
maybe.
What? A lot of people did.
Oh, my
did.
God.
Wow.
A lot of people did.
Just taking a jump there.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right.
Totally logical.
Speaking of celebrity dirt, what do you got in the dirty laundry bin?
Well, it's not dirt, but we have a lot of celebrities' reactions to Kobe Bryant's death. I mean, obviously, he lived in L.A., and a lot of people knew him, and some very emotional. A lot of people were really close to him, and he was doing a lot of things before his death. A lot of Hollywood things.
Was he?
Yes.
He was making movies.
Making movies and things like that. So, yep,
that.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Yes. The Dirty Laundry, brought to you by Brigham Health LBS.
Okay, so obviously everyone's talking about Kobe Bryant and how he died along with his daughter and seven other people in a helicopter crash on Sunday. And, you know, it's hard. First of all, he was a member of the community. It wasn't like he was part of L.A., probably friends with all these people. He had a movie studio. He had won an Oscar for a short, last year?
That's right.
Dear Basketball.
Yeah.
And he was really into his own production company and moving past basketball, with the exception of his daughter, Gianna, who he was getting very involved with. So, you know, people were really just absolutely blown away by this. And Jimmy Kimmel, I think he handled it the best. I think he cried a little bit, but he's not crying in this clip, and this is what he had to say.
I know this might not make sense, but he was just the last person you could ever imagine something like this happening to. He was so strong and handsome and smart and energetic. He was a hero. And when I say that, I don't mean a hero like real heroes like firefighters or doctors and nurses who actually save lives. I don't mean to compare what he did for a living to what they do. I know there are more important things than basketball. Almost everything is more important. But Kobe was a hero in the way Superman is a hero. He was so big, it was almost like he was a fictional character. He was a real life superhero with a costume and everything walking amongst us.
So, yeah, it's like I think that's one of the things is that, like, people are so shocked by this because he did seem like he was otherworldly, though he was a human being with many, many flaws.
Right.
Let's not forget that.
I was out there, as you know, and so yesterday driving to the airport, it's all people. You saw everybody wearing the Lakers, shirts, or if they had the Kobe jersey on. It was it's akin to, like I said earlier, us losing Tom Brady. That's how big it is out there.
And that's sort of like, immortal type of person is in fact mortal. We don't think about it.
No.
Because if you thought about it every second of every day, you wouldn't be able to get out of bed. But sometimes these things, they shock you into a reality where you're like, going out and going to work and coming home at the end of the day, that's a gift. That's a gift. So we should all treat it as such. Now, on a happier note, I want to talk about the awesome Hyundai commercial, which makes me want to buy a Sonata tomorrow because it involves all our favorite Boston people, including John Krasinski, Rachel Dratch, Chris Evans.
Evans and Pine.
Big Poppy. And the Hyundai took down the commercial, but here it is in its entirety.
Here's
it's
the audio,
great.
Right?
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
He's not getting that car in there.
No, sir.
Look at these two troublemakers.
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Wicked car. Is that new?
Yeah, it's a Sonata. Let me pack it.
Oh, you're not fitting your car in there.
Chris, stop being a smarty pants, all right? Look who's got Smart Pack.
Smart Pack?
Just hit the clicker, car packs itself.
It's smart.
It's wicked smart. And I can pack it anywhere.
How about Dorchester?
Packed it.
Foxborough?
Packed it.
The Garden?
Packed it.
Saugus?
Packed it.
Swampscott?
Revere?
The Harbor?
Are you kidding me? I packed it and then unpacked it.
You unpacked it?
Kid.
Game changer.
That Sonata ain't got no driver.
That's all right. He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, you can pack there.
He's got Smart Pack.
Hey, whoa, it's Big Poppy.
Wicked smart.
This is a ghost car.
A better way to park. Only available on the all-new Sonata with remote smart parking assist.
Sorry about that, your bigness.
Did you guys know he lived there?
I had no idea.
Your bigness.
Yeah. You know what? A commercial like that makes me proud to be from Boston.
It makes me very...
Sometimes I'm a little bit nervous when I'm from Boston.
Makes me want to play Super Smart.
It does make me want to play Super Smart.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Rachel Dratch.
Reach for the clicker.
She should do the Super Smart next time she's in town.
She should. She said wicked smart, but not Super Smart.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
These and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, let's say good morning to Melissa Imbaro from Plainville. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So you are an administrative assistant.
Yes, I am.
Where do you do that?
I work for the town of Sharon.
Oh.
Nice, LBF, great.
LBF, any comments about that?
Yes, I do. I live right next door. Simcha, great new restaurant.
Yes. Yes, yes, very nice place on Boston's, new top 29 restaurants?
You got it, in the Globe on Sunday.
Wow.
That's
correct. Girl knows her stuff. Uh-oh.
Maybe, maybe we should all meet for lunch.
Right, we should.
Sincha. Great.
Sincha. All right, here's how it works. I think you know. You play in the car, don't you?
Yes, I do.
How do you do usually?
Generally not so bad, but a little better than half.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
That's better than most. Okay, so you know how it works. We're going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You get them all right, we'll give you $1,000. Okay? And if you're not sure, say pass, and we'll get back to it if we have time.
All right, sounds good.
Here we go.
Providence is the capital of what U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
What animal is used to make bacon?
Pig.
Mach refers to the speed of what?
Sound.
Who killed Robert F. Kennedy?
Pass.
Which tennis player's autobiography is titled You Cannot Be Serious?
Pass.
What is the longest running U.S. game show?
Pass.
What Ivy League university is located in New Haven, Connecticut?
Yale.
Who does Martha Stewart co-star with on her VH1 show?
Snoop.
What do opposite faces of a die always add up to?
Seven.
What is a somnambulist?
Pass.
Who killed Robert F. Kennedy?
Lee.
Which tennis player's autobiography is titled You Cannot Be Serious?
Pass.
What's the longest running U.S. game show?
I know this. Pass.
Think Plinko. Plinko.
Yes. I still can't. I can't think of it.
I'll tell you.
Showcase Showdown.
It's The Price is Right.
Price is Right.
You did pretty good, though.
Price is Wrong, Bob.
Yeah. Look at this. It's all coming together.
There goes lunch. Sorry. All right. You got six right, Melissa. Let's see what you missed.
Okay. Who killed Robert F. Kennedy? Sirhan Sirhan did. The tennis player's autobiography that's titled You Cannot Be Serious is John McEnroe.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah, that's what he used to say all the time. Right. You do a really good John McEnroe.
I yell a lot.
And I'm not surprised. What is the longest running U.S. game show, The Price is Right? And finally, a somnambulist is a sleepwalker.
You knew it had something to do with sleep, right, Melissa? Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Because you're smart. You are smart.
You did a great job.
You did.
Confident, fast, good passes. Just ran out of time.
You ran out of time. But you did great. 6 out of 10. And as we like to say here, Melissa, nobody leaves empty-handed. We got 2 tickets to Chicago along with Rick Springfield at Xfinity Center Sunday, July 19th.
Great.
That's going to be Chicago's great.
Rick Springfield's great.
Oh, yeah. You know. Absolutely.
It'll be a good show.
Hard to Hold. What a really good movie.
Hard to Hold. I never saw that.
That's good.
Okay. All right. So, Chicago. You know what time it is, don't you, Melissa? Say, does anybody know?
Oh, God. This is a Chicago thing. Just let it go. Pretend you don't hear them.
All right. Melissa, who are you going to take with you to the show?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, well, you have all summer to think about it.
Yes, exactly.
it's July 19th. All right, tickets on sale, livenation.com. Melissa, you were a treat. We enjoy playing with you, okay?
Thanks so much.
See you, Sharon.
See you, Sharon. All right, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, like Melissa did, go to WROR.com, sign up there. We'll call you, give you a shot at $1,000. But now you can play the awesome home version of the game at WROR.com.
Yeah, it's multiple choice. You can play it, and then you can share it with your friends and put it on social media and brag about how smart
it's
you
fun.
Are.
Fun. You do a great
multiple
job.
Multiple choice, so it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, you know, you do. You come up with some fun answers, and it's like you said. Quiz your friends at work today.
Yeah.
See if they can.
Give it to your boss and challenge
Let's
them.
Let's see how smart
like,
they are.
Like, how smart do you think you are,
yeah.
buddy?
No, why don't you do that, LBF?
Good idea.
We have a meeting at 10. Why don't you do that?
You're so smart.
Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by Brigham Health. All right, LBF, what do you got that's cool?
The ridiculous things you spend money on when you're planning your wedding that you don't need to. I'm going to save you some money and some aggravation.
I hope my daughters are listening. Good. All right. Brian Bell.
Yeah, you're footing that bell.
I've done one. I got two more to go. All right,
got a,
Brian.
Great new place to grab a beer later this week over by Faneuil Hall.
That is cool. And a survey. Survey says, huh? How long would you live, like to live, and would you like to live forever? I'll tell you the shocking number of people who would like to live forever. You'll be shocked.
Forever's a mighty long time.
That's what a lot of folks said. I'll tell you that.
Prince, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm
so here's the thing about weddings. It's the little things that add up. And you're spending money on Pinterest and Instagram ridiculousness, and you need to knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Backyard wedding.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple.
All right.
Personalized party favors. No one's taking them home.
No.
And then when they take them home, they're like, what do I do with this? And then they throw it out during a Marie Kondo purge. And you know how much money you probably spent to do that for like 200 people?
Yep.
A lot.
Yep.
So don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Have them take their like good memories.
Yeah.
Multi-part invitations or fancy envelopes. Please.
No.
Save the environment and save so much money.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's like, and you don't want to, the expectation, if you get a super fancy invitation, the expectation is that it's going to be a super fancy wedding.
Yeah.
And you don't want to disappoint your guests when they walk into,
VFW?
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No, I mean, I wish mine was there.
A champagne toast. Now, I am never one to turn down a drink, but.
Yeah.
It puts you a huge dent in your budget. Not everybody drinks it, and it's usually crappy champagne. Just have the people toast.
Yeah, they don't let you
drinks.
Bring your own champagne.
And those trendy dessert stations, they're way more expensive. Just let them eat cake.
Right.
All right, cake. Easy.
You made
Make it.
You
it
paid
easy.
$800 for it.
Exactly.
At
Is that
least.
How much you paid?
At least.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Jersey's expensive.
No, it was North Carolina.
Whoa, even worse.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the heat.
A lot of people.
All right. So here, I helped you.
We were fancy. We even had Caesar salad with anchovy on the side.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I did.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Money bags, Bob Bronson over there with his anchovies on the side.
No, you had to open your own can, but you know, nice. That's the thought that counts. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, opening Thursday this week. You may have seen it being built over the last couple of years, actually.
Yes.
I did.
Right over by Faneuil Hall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Samuel Adams statue. Well, now there's a new Sam Adams brewery and tap room at Faneuil Hall. It'll be opening Thursday. And they're going to be able to brew beer right on site. There's actually three bars. It's like glass walled. It's really kind of a cool looking modern feel to it.
It is.
So your boss can see you drinking.
Yes.
Company
Didn't
time.
I see you over there? No, I was. There's Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
I was doing work.
Mm-hmm.
They even have like built-in charging stations.
Yes.
You can put your phone down and charge it.
Mm.
You can order on your phone. They do have some little snacky
it looks
things.
Fun.
Snacky poos.
Oh, they do?
Little snacky poos.
Why don't you
poos.
Say so, Brian?
And beers that they will be brewing right there, kind of, that you can only get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even have your own private table with one of the brewers, and he'll explain everything. It's kind of cool.
You sold me.
It looks really neat.
You had him at Snacky Poos.
Yeah,
Snacky
Poos. Snackies. Yeah. So check that out.
A little winter lion lager with us.
The latest from our friends at Samuel Adams.
Nice.
You promised, you promised there'd be snacks. Okay. How long would you like to live? Survey says, let me ask you guys, what do you think? What percentage of people would like to live forever? What percentage? Let's see who's closest. LBF. Live forever.
10%.
10%. Yeah. Brian, what do you say?
$1, Bob.
Nope. You went too low. Go ahead. Go again.
15%.
Your closest. 17% of people want to live forever. That's not a lot. Less than 1 in 5. Given the opportunity. 17% said 90 to 100. That is where the sweet spot is. 90 to 100.
You know what? It just depends. Like, I always think it's like a minute. Like, I want to live a minute longer than
my
kid.
Yeah.
You know? Like, or like, so I know she's safe or whatever. You know?
That's
or
nice.
Dave, too.
Mm-hmm.
I want him to... I want to live a minute longer than Dave so I know he doesn't marry somebody else.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with
Dave? Dave, I'm sorry. You know, you're a good husband. You don't deserve this.
I'll meet him right in heaven. Ha!
I saw you look at her. All righty, then. Will there be snacks up there?
I hope. Snacky poos and drinky poos.
Let's hope, right?
Right at the Golden Gates.
We can only hope.
If we get there.
All right.
Really the good place.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
All right. Earlier in the show, we're doing some great true confessions. The theme today we asked was, did you ever have a celebrity run-in or a brush that was disappointing?
Mm.
We all shared ours. Some
yes.
of our, you know, and a lot of folks called with some really fun, you know, celebrity disappointments.
Yeah, like putting the fun back in.
Well, like one guy met... Bob Denver, Gilligan.
Yes.
Yeah, at an airport. And Gilligan wasn't so fun.
Brushed him off.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson, the woman said she met Jack. And
she got to sit in his lap. It was a demand, but whatever.
She wanted a selfie.
He said, you want a selfie? Come on over and sit on my lap.
Oh, my God. Didn't you feel like you could have said something so much worse? It's just...
And, I forget. Did she sit on his lap?
She did. She got the photo.
Mm-hmm.
She's no dummy.
Yeah, she did. All right, so we have another run-in with a celebrity that was a downer. Okay, let's go to the phone. ROR. Hello, who's this?
My name's Stephen Paul.
All right,
calling
Stephen.
In for that meet the celebrity thing.
Yeah, your celebrity brush that was a disappointment. Who was it?
Met Michael Jackson at the friggin' Old Shaper Stadium.
You did? Back in 1980 something. Yeah.
Yeah. When he was checking it out for the world tour or something.
Right. Well, how was he?
There's a.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Listen, here's what happened. I was a roofer. Right. I'm a roofer. So we did the concession stands in the end zones down at the thing.
Yeah.
We were coming back to do a repair. It's me and one guy driving across the parking lot. We see him coming out of the stadium, so we pull up. He's dressed in red leather. It's friggin' August.
Yeah.
He's in the red leather from Thriller.
Yeah.
So I jump out of the car. I says, Mike, pull up to this guy. I want to get his autograph. So we pull up. I jump out of the car. I says, can I give me an autograph for my daughter? She's like 5 or 7 at the time.
Yeah, 5 or 7.
And without a word of a lie, he puts up his hands. He goes, no, just like a girl. Bodyguard jumps in between us. He jumps in the Lincoln. They drive away.
Oh, wow.
You scared him, man.
That's a disappointment.
You scared him.
So I went home and told my daughter, no more Michael Jackson records.
Oh, that's it. Well, all right. Wow. You're ahead of your time.
All right, brother.
All right. Have a good one.
Wow. All right, Stephen. I love it.
Oh, my God. That guy needs to do a Hyundai commercial.
Wow. I know, right? Rufa.
Yeah. Rufa.
I like his daughter was either 5 or 7.
5, 7.
Not
6.
Yeah, whatever.
Not
6.
5, 7, 9. Do you think he had a claw hammer in his hand?
He must have scared poor Michael.
Hey, Michael!
I know.
Red leather from Thriller.
Oh, boy.
That was great. All right. So anyway, that was fun. So let's do this right now. You guys want to do it? Give away tickets to an incredible weekend concert at Fenway Park.
Yes, I do.
We got 2 tickets right now to Aerosmith with Extreme at Fenway Park. Friday, September 18th, and 2 tickets to New Kids on the Block with Belle Bev DeVoe. That is going to be Fenway the next night. What call are you going to take? 15?
Caller number 15.
What's the number, LBF?
Oh, 888-410-1057.
She's so proud of
herself. I remembered. I am
so
every time. I'm like, woo, I did it.
Yes, you did it. You got the number. It's 888-410-1057. Now, you heard right. You get tickets to both shows. A pair of tickets.
Awesome.
It's going to be a wacky Fenway weekend. Caller 15. Let's do it. 888-410-1057. ROR, good morning.
Good morning.
Who's this?
My name is Leanne. I'm calling from Braintree.
Hey, Leanne.
Hello.
You are caller number 15.
All right. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you should be. Here's what you won.
This is so great. Two tickets to Aerosmith with Extreme at Fenway on Friday, September 18th, and then two tickets to New Kids on the Block with Belle Biv DeVoe at Fenway on Saturday, September 19th. Wow.
Awesome.
That's a whole weekend,
Thank
right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, Aerosmith tickets
Thank
go
you.
On sale Friday for everybody else. That is this Friday, 10 o'clock, via redsox.com/Aerosmith. New Kids on the Block tickets go on sale Friday, January 31st at noon. So there's a two-hour wait. Again, via redsox.com/newkidsontheblock. So congratulations, Leanne.
Thank you so much.
You're going to go to both shows? You're going to break them up? What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet.
You have time. So you have time to figure it out.
Yeah, you go Friday. Rock out and see what happens for the next day. Okay.
Thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys.
Oh, thanks.
What's the number one station to listen to?
WROR, of course.
Nice. Good job, Leanne. Enjoy the show. The show's either way. More tickets giveaway tomorrow?
Yeah, all week.
That's awesome.
I'm excited. I love Belle Biv DeVoe.
Poison.
With a passion.
Didn't they do that?
It's Poison. Unmatched.
They do that?
Did they? Yeah, they did that.
Poison. Like, I just remember that song.
Just keep saying it over and over again.
Well, what else did they do?
You know what? At the top of my head, I saw them at Fenway with New Kids on the Block, and it was just the most enjoyable evening of song. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, right up there
song.
With Barry Manilow.
Please join Belle Biv DeVoe for an enjoyable evening of song at the old ball yard.
Oh, God.
I know it sounded bad,
they'll
but...
They'll never give us tickets
as long as you know.
It's so fun.
A wonderful evening
you
of
You guys
song.
Are the worst. I'm leaving.
Yes. So funny. See ya.
I spent a lot of time in nightclubs.
We should go
with see open
Aerosmith
mics.
As okay. they perform.
Don't want to miss a thing.
A hilarious
enjoyable night
song.
Of song.
Commenced. All right. Let's. That is great. That sounds like a promo right there. You know what I'm hearing in my head, don't you, Brian? I'm hearing.
Come on down to the old ball yard.
That's right. I'm hearing 1920s guys.
That's right. We'll have a grand old time, an evening of song with Belle Biv and DeVoe.
And it's time for us to.
I don't know why I have this job.
Go.
I don't either. All right.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.